Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Yo. I'm right there. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Kayvon, what's going on? Oh, this is Martez.
This is Martez. I think we were experiencing some technical difficulties. How you doing?
I'm good, Brother Martez. I am blessed.
Amen. Amen. It's so much to get into. I know you guys are going to cover the draft tonight. I'm a little bit under the weather, but like I said earlier on, people probably enjoy listening to you all over me anyway, so it's going to be a good thing that you guys are going to be a handful. Seriously.
They enjoy everybody, all of our perspectives, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, appreciate that, Dominic. I want to keep us long. Let's bring in the former neighbor, the big dog, Kayvon. What up, Kayvon?
What up, dude?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. Just taking it day by day.
I feel it. And then we got our special guest. Kudos to Dominic for bringing this special guest on 2 weeks in a row. Brother Josh. What's up, Brother Josh?
What's happening, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Hey, I know I'm feeling good, man. I can't wait to hear us talk about this draft and what we liked and what we didn't like.
Oh, yeah. Let me apologize because I talked a lot last week. My fault.
It's all good. I enjoyed it. I don't know about everybody else, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we get into the show, let us go over to Kayvon for the Big 4 Plus 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Tribal Chief is back. First off on our list, Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman. We see them on Friday Night SmackDown. Brock Lesnar, you know, is now a free agent thanks to his good friend Paul Heyman. So the storyline will shortly unveil itself. Then you have this coming up on Friday night. You have King of the Ring and the Queen's Crown. Who will be the King of the Ring? And who will be the first ever Queen of WWE? And I'm not talking about Charlotte Flair. Then you have Bobby Lashley. We all seen it yesterday. Bobby Lashley opened up a challenge to Goldberg at Crown Jewel, and it will be a no holds barred. Goldberg said that gives him the license to kill. We shall see. Then we have Doudrop. This individual will go toe-to-toe with Shayna Baszler one day. I don't know when that day is, but one day. Now, the big exciting news that I've been trying to hold back. Everyone has been paying attention to the WWE. Escape the Undertaker is now on Netflix. Can the New Day escape the Undertaker? The decision is up to you. Back to you, Martez.
All right, all right. Another outstanding Big Four Plus Four from UK, Von. That Goldberg-Bobby Lashley matchup is definitely one of the ones that's on my radar. But I know we're not here to talk about Bobby Lashley and Goldberg. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to toss the show over to Dominic, and you guys are going to jump into the draft. So, Dominic, it's all yours.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This past SmackDown and this past Raw, we witnessed the 2021 draft for the WWE. We had some ups, some downs, some good, some bad, some ugly. We scratch our heads. So we're just going to go over the results. Day one on SmackDown, number one draft pick, Raw, picks none other than Big E. SmackDown pick none other than Kayvon's tribal chief, Roman Reigns. With the next pick, the EST, the roughest, the toughest, the fastest, Bianca Belair was picked. Third pick. Fourth pick, SmackDown, the Queen, woo, Charlotte Flair. Round two, K-Bro, Drew McIntyre, I say it again, went to SmackDown. It's going to be a lot of competition. Edge goes to Raw. Good fit. The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, though, go to SmackDown. Round three, Rhea Ripley and Nikki A.S.H., the WWE Female Tag Team Champions, first pick for Raw. Corbin and Madcap Moss goes to SmackDown, which one of my scratch head, why SmackDown with the gimmick. Keith Lee, Bearcat Lee, goes to Raw. Martez Stable, Hit Row, gets the call up from NXT to go to SmackDown. Round four, Rey Mysterio and Dominic goes to Raw. Naomi stays on SmackDown. The call-up of Meathead Austin Theory and Jeff Hardy goes to SmackDown. And he's introducing an old alter ego. Day two, first round, this person, come on, and she just spoiled us and saying she was the number one drop pick, following with SmackDown with the Usos. Then the almighty Bobby Lashley stand the baddest, Sasha Banks. Second round, Mr. Drip, Seth Rollins, Nakamura, and Briggs, whatever. It's the SmackDown pick. My guy, the Boricua, Damian Priest, goes to Raw. Sheamus goes to SmackDown. Third round, AJ Styles and Omos stays on Raw. Shayna Baszler goes to SmackDown. They used to say, land of opportunity. Kevin Owens goes to Raw. Dion Lee, NXT call-up, goes to SmackDown. Round four, we was hearing rumors, but they stayed together. They won't so they could get the smoke on Monday night, Street Profits. But the Viking Raiders, another head-scratcher, goes to SmackDown. One of the steals of the night, Finn Balor, goes to Raw. Ricochet, good fit, a new fresh start, goes to SmackDown. Fifth round, Karrion Kross stays on Raw. Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza goes to SmackDown. 5 foot Fun of Fury, Alexa Bliss stays on Raw, and Cesaro stays on SmackDown. Sixth round, Carmella goes to Raw. The NXT call-up, which I am a fan of, Ridge Holland goes to SmackDown. And then the new signee, Stevens, he's drafted to Raw. And Sami Zayn stays on SmackDown. So real quick, the additional picks, Raw gets Nia Jax, Drake Maverick, Reggie, Zelina Vega, yes, Akira Tozawa, Alpha Academy, R-Truth, Johnny Drip Drip, Dewdrop, T-Bar, not Mace, but T-Bar, Commander Aziz from the first night. SmackDown gets Aaliyah, one of my favorites, Toni Storm, Drew Gulak, Mace, Mustafa, and Mansoor. Goes to SmackDown. Those the additional picks for night one. So, night two, additional picks. Raw gets Dana Brooke, Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode, Dirty Dogs, Jackson Riker, Veer, Liv Morgan, Me and Yim, Tamina Snuka, Tegan Knox, Sheldon Benjamin, Cedric Alexander, So the Hurt Business will be on Raw, and D-Miz. SmackDown gets Shotzi Blackheart, Natalya, Jinder Mahal, and Smeky. So, guys, with all this being said, what was your favorite? What was your least favorite? Who was still, or first of all, overall, just one at a time, no particular order, what was the grade of this year Raw? I mean, this year draft. What was your output on it? I'm going to go to my brother, my main man, Josh, the newcomer. How you feel about it, Josh?
I think this year's draft was somewhat of a failure and a hit. A failure in the sense that Raw got 11 former world or current world champions. SmackDown got 6. Okay, you moved McIntyre over to SmackDown so he could feud with Roman Reigns. That's an obvious choice. Put Sheamus over there. Where does he fit in anywhere on SmackDown? Other than putting him back in a tag team with Cesaro.
They can reform. There's so many opportunities. It's like the way they say about SmackDown, the land of opportunities. I me personally, real quick, it's like it's a lot of backup A, backup B plans, like McIntyre and Cesaro. Even like guys like Kevin Owens and Balor going to Raw, those are guys that could either be for the championship or the mid-card United States championship or the IC titles. Like, I really see Sheamus right now. He's still good. He still got it right now. Feuding with starting a feud with Nakamura for the IC title. A worthy contender, somebody that's have you know, prestige and who's been an IC title holder, and that can give it more value because the IC title kind of lost its value, like I said. Even with that's what Sheamus, they can play seesaw, him and McIntyre. McIntyre, if he doesn't, you know, dethrone, or if he loses, which is probably so, his opportunity, or whenever he's not facing going against Roman Reigns, he could be, you know, a head runner or a future title holder for the IC. So I kind of get it. And then SmackDown needs, they want athletes, they want competitors, they want prize fighters, they want glamour, they want top name. Who's gonna box office? Who's gonna put butts in seats? Who's gonna bring viewership? So, I get the idea.
Let's talk about who I think is going to be the sleeper of the entire draft in the women's division. That's Tegan Nox.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, if you really look at it,
talk to me.
If you really look at it, I mean, overall, this entire draft for the women's division to me is what had me excited because, as I was saying last week, you need entertainment and talent on Raw, and now you have the entertainment and the fact of Doudrop or Zelina Vega or Alexa Bliss or Nikki A.S.H., but you had the talent in Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, Nia Jax, and again, she's out for 9 months, but Tegan Nox, Tamina, and Mia Yim. All I'm saying is right now, with the way the women's division is looking at Raw, there's no way, and I'm sorry to say it, there's no way that SmackDown's women's division is better than Raw's women's division if they play it right and put these characters and these people in the way that they need to be.
Hey, Josh, I absolutely 1,000%. I say 999. Agree with you. It's still like it's like an actual sports draft. I mean, with Raw having a few setbacks, like Nia Jax being out. They have a lot of pieces that can step up and show they work and see can they, you know, where they're at. So, you know, like it's an opportunity for Zelina, my personal favorite. Tegan Nox, I've been, you know, I'm steady growing on her. I'm not doubting her. I feel you. Doudrop, another first female I've been slowly watching. So, you know, Carmella right now is just, it's like she's like another Mandy. Do she need a new identity, or does she need a new persona? Does she need to be more edgy? Do she need to go back to NXT? Do she need like a lackey, female lackey? You know, I think she's pretty much going to get it together. And Liv Morgan is another one. She's an entertainer and a competitor, her gimmick. So it's her most definitely is to be on Raw, this SmackDown. So, Kayvon, let's go to Kayvon. Kayvon,
yeah.
What do you think and who you think is your sleeper?
Well, sleeper, well, that is a good question. Right now, on SmackDown. The sleeper will have to be, I hate to say it, but Shotzi. Shotzi's Blackheart to me will be the sleeper only because the only places we have really seen her is backstage in that tank. Then, of course, when she come out, yeah, she do her thing, but then again, it's just her in back with the tank. But I was very impressed to see for the third time in a row the Tribal Chief has been the first person to be drafted to SmackDown. I'm just throwing that out there. Just throwing it out there.
Okay. Anything else, K-Von?
Nope. I just want to see Roman Reigns squash some new competitors on SmackDown, you know.
Stack them, lay up, man. What's the term? Stack them, pile them, stack them, and slay them.
Something like that.
In the almighty, the moneymaker, Ted. What's up?
I kind of lost you, Dominic. What you say?
I said the moneymaker Ted. I said, who was your sleeper, and how do you feel about the draft this year?
I'll start off with how I feel about the draft. I try not to get my expectations up too high with the draft. I don't want to be let down, but it was okay. You know, I wasn't excited and I wasn't disappointed in it. It was okay. The biggest draft pick and my sleeper is Xia Li. You know, I've been pretty high on Xia Li for a while now, so I'm excited to see her transition over to SmackDown because when I look at Xia Li, she doesn't resemble anybody that they have on the roster right now. I think she has a level of intensity, a level of skill set. I think it can translate well on SmackDown, you know. So I'm very, very looking forward to her and seeing how they're going to use her. You know, one thing I'm gonna say is that they can't get this wrong. You know, it's time for them to start booking people well. You know, and doing a good job at creative. Like, enough is enough at this point. You know, just book these people well. You got superstars. You know, so book them well.
Oh, hey,
there's
real
one talk about Xia Li. You forgot to say.
What's that?
She has a tremendous amount of focus whenever she's in the ring.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, Josh. She does.
Now, real quick, guys, like people like Xia Li, I'm going to have to say, people like Hit Row, Charlotte, the NXT call-ups, do you think it's kind of too early, or is it like, in particular, we're going to stick with Xia Li. Right now, and a little bit, what's going on tonight. Now, Xia Li was part of a, you know, storyline with Maylene and Bobo. You know, do you guys feel like, now that she's been called up, do you feel like that storyline with is it worth it, or should they continue to go on with it, or should they just call it a, you know, shoot it down? What's y'all guys' opinion, Martez?
Hey, Dominic, can you repeat that for me?
I said with Xia Li going to the main roster, she was part of a stable storyline faction with, you know, was it Maylene or
right.
And Bobo? Do you feel like now that she's been called off, should she that storyline back in NXT, should they continue with it? Is it pointless? Do they need to scrap it? Do they need to add a new person? What's your thoughts on it?
I mean, at the end of the day, for me, I thought it would have made sense to bring them up together, you know, to add as a supporting cast for Xia Li, like they did in NXT. I don't think they need to break it up. I think they should continue it on because you can always add somebody to that group, if you want to call it a group. You can always add somebody if you wanted to. But I think this is a good chance for Xia Li to be on her own, to fly on her own, and she could still have that same gimmick even without them. So I don't have an issue with her not being on there without them.
Okay. Kayvon, I got one for you. Since Rich Holland is done, should have been called up with Rich Holland.
Ooh. Well, knowing their history on NXT, yes. They should have been drafted together to go to SmackDown. But I want to see what can Rich Holland do by himself.
Okay. Fair enough. Josh.
What's up? Mama give it to you, man. Everybody asked me.
We noticed that it's quite a few big names on free agencies. One
yes.
in particular is Goldberg. Do you think Goldberg is going to put a ring this year and start in 22? Is he going to finish off on Raw and then head over to SmackDown to try his talents with the Tribal Chief?
All right, so when it comes to Goldberg, I will agree with what Martez said last week. When you got big names and you draw big money, you want to make the best of every situation with that. So that's a good thing. So I will say that if Goldberg, once he gets done with Bobby Lashley, the obvious choice would be for him to go over to SmackDown and go against Roman Reigns, but you really want to feed Brock Lesnar and Goldberg back-to-back to the machine and the monster right now that is Roman Reigns, because you know they're not going to let him lose to either one of them right now, because he's just too hot of a commodity to have him lose. So the question is should he go? I don't think he should, but money-wise and entertainment value, yeah,
I think he should. Yeah. Okay. So I think
I have an interest.
Who's that?
I have an interesting name that showed up on a free agent list that no one has even spoken about in months. He signed 6 months ago. Davey Boy Smith Jr. He signed 6 months ago.
Yeah, saw that name. And he go by, is it Hurt Smith? Hurt Smith? Right now?
He's not hurt. They just haven't gotten a storyline for him yet.
No, I didn't say he's hurt, but the name he's going by is not Davey Boy Smith.
I forget what he's going by, but if he gets called up to the main roster, that's what he's going to go by, is Davey Boy Smith, Jr. That I actually did hear in an interview before. But here's a question that I pose to you guys. Should they put him on Raw, SmackDown, or NXT, or NXT UK? And I'll go one by one, starting with Kayvon.
Whoa. Ooh.
I will say put them on Raw.
Okay. Any specific reason?
Yeah, Raw needs some talent like that. They need to get their viewership up like SmackDown and like the other big shows. Raw ratings right now is all right, but it needs to be at the top with SmackDown. So put them on Raw and let the ratings get up there.
All right. Dom, what you think?
Oh, me. I think, yeah, surprisingly, NXT UK. I think NXT UK needs a U.S. ambassador, a veteran wrestler to go over there to help, you know, just give a look over there to the talents over there that can, you know, kind of compete, be in a storyline, and probably, yeah, veteran and his years in the game, you know, he can go after that NXT UK World Championship, hands down.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, now the modern day Mike Master Martez, what you think?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Dominic. I think he would do wonders over there NXT UK. Definitely, I don't know if NXT UK is still operating right now, but
yeah, it still is.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I kind of agree with Dominic. I guess I got a short winded answer to that. So I agree with Dominic on it.
So there's one more free agent I want to talk about, Elias.
Yo.
They've been hyping him up on Raw. Elias is dead. You know, you've seen all these videos, and you know, like I said, they've been hyping him up. Now, I think because he's been hyped up on Raw, he should stay on Raw. But where do you guys think he's going to land?
Yeah, I think it's best fit for Elias to stay on Raw because Elias is more of a gimmick wrestler. You know, like his gimmick, it's a storytelling of him as a competitor. Elias is not the best and still, you know, he still is learning his way around the ring. He's still, you know, trying to get comfortable. And with this new repackaged gimmick, I think he's going to really find his niche. So I think most definitely he needs to stay on Raw.
Yeah. If I could jump in real quick, I wish they never would have eliminated his old gimmick. I thought that gimmick was working, you know, especially with the fans returning. Like, I enjoy Elias because of his interaction with the fans, you know, that segment when he was in the ring, basically making fun of the fans and things of that nature. I think that works. I'm still scratching my head on why they went away with that, because that worked. They made Elias what Elias was, and why wouldn't you want to keep that WWE stands for Walk with Elias? Why wouldn't you want to keep that? So if they have repackaged him, it better be something better than what they had, you know. And sometimes it's all about booking and creative, you know. Elias, for me, it doesn't even matter how good his in-ring ability is. It's all about booking. Like, they got the power to put you in a certain spot to where you can flourish. And it's all on booking and creative when it comes down to whether a talent gets a prominent push or not. But I'd rather see Elias just on Raw to answer your question.
All right.
Well, for that, Elias, I would actually, to be surprising, I would like to see him on SmackDown.
only because he can go after titles and go after the big superstars and all of that good stuff. But I wouldn't mind him staying on Raw. I wouldn't mind that. And if WWE just happened to push him to NXT, that would be something.
All right.
Yeah.
And Martez.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, now back to the draft. Guys, going around, who was your pick that was like, why there? Why draft them so high and why there? Why to that brand?
That's a good question. Yeah, I want to say Becky Lynch. Because Becky Lynch, she had just got back not too long ago, and she debuted back on SmackDown. But I didn't understand why they moved over to Raw so fast, you know. So that one I kind of scratch my head about when I think about it.
Okay. Okay, I answer everybody. Josh, what's yours?
I mean, mine's going to be kind of off the wall, but I think they actually should have put the Alpha Academy in NXT for this, like, put them behind NXT. So then you got a tag team that would be a good, legitimate, still tag team in NXT now that you got Hit Row on SmackDown. That's what I would have done.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I can answer that one. Kayvon?
Let me see. Hold on. Got to go back and look at the roster. It will be Mansoor and Mustafa Ali.
Okay.
Because they was doing a great job on Raw. They, in my opinion, they should have stayed on Raw instead of moving over to the Blue Brand.
Okay. So, okay, start going down the line, Kayvon. I go with that. Kayvon, I was with you, too, when I heard that, but I thought about it. Like I said, SmackDown wants excitement. They want spark, you know, they want dazzling performances, and that's what Mansoor and Mustafa give you. A lot of high flying, a lot of electric, you know, like the Roxanne, electrifying crowd moving. So, and it's like, it was quite a lot of it there. Now that as well, they moved them with Herberto and Gaza. Yeah, it's a kind of scratch head. So I feel you. They really should stay on Raw. Josh, the Alpha Academy, is one of those 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago I was saying WWE have a lot of gimmicks that kind of playing off of each other. Or it's like it's one gimmick is similar to the one on the main roster to the one in NXT. I feel like really Diamond Mine and Alpha Academy should all somehow be some one big faction group, if you ask me. And I really feel like Michael Bivens, if I'm saying his name right, Malcolm Bivens, not Michael Bivens. Said it again, Russell Puck Nation. Malcolm Bivens really is a great mouthpiece, is a feature manager, but I really feel like somebody like Chad Gable needs to be the leader. and take over and combine them. And Roderick Strong, much as how good he is, he really do not fit well with Diamond Mine. Long story short, but I mean, they are main roster gimmick. I really, you know, talent. And the main roster really need tag team, you know, a tag team. So, yeah, and they really should stay on SmackDown because they're more competitors than more of a gimmick. They can, you know, they're not too much talking and gimmicky. So, Martez, you said, what was yours again?
In terms of what?
He said Becky Lynch
Becky Lynch. Now, my opinion, this is my opinion, I feel like Becky Lynch shouldn't went after the SmackDown title. She was, you know, she should have went after the Raw title because Becky Lynch is more suitable for Raw than SmackDown. Pleaser, fans shocked in the booth waiting for her to go after the SmackDown title, but in a way that it kind of backfired. So I'm guessing they rewriting their wrongs by putting her back on Raw. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. So do you guys have a I got one person throughout the entire draft I don't think should have even been in the draft. That's Gable Steveson. I mean, I give him credit and I'm proud of what he's done for, you know, in the Olympics, but he's bypassing everything, and if y'all know me, I'm all about paying dues, doing what you can to make sure you build some kind of reputation. But he's going to get so much backstage heat from other wrestlers because he's not having to pay his dues. Now, on the flip side of that, I don't think he's going to be a good mic person, so I would say have Kurt Angle come back and be his manager. That's the only way I see him getting over.
Well,
I agree to a degree.
I wish he could join the Alpha Academy. That's just the only way I see he can succeed. Being the next member of the Alpha.
Yeah.
Okay. If he would have went to NXT, he would have been the next member of Dynamite.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
That's the only way right now because they rushed him to the main roster too fast. Like, I really don't see him having what type of persona he's going to have, what type of, you know, gimmick. And that's the only one I really see.
Like, I get with Dominic's, man, but somebody like that, why leave him on NXT? Like, I think him going to the main roster, I don't have no problem with that. I think, why would you make him start at NXT when he's a big enough name to be on Raw, whether he ends up being trash or not? Like, that's a name that people outside of WWE know of, at least people in the Olympic world, they know of Gable Steveson. People in the grapple world, they know of Gable Steveson. So him being shot straight to Raw, I have no issue with. I do agree. Somebody like Kurt Angle should definitely be his manager, and that'd be a smooth pairing. So that's my two cents on it all.
Hey, Martez, remember last week we had that conversation about Eva Marie?
Oh, yeah.
I have the perfect thing that's going to get her over as being the perfect heel.
Okay, okay. You said what?
Team her with Carmella.
Oh, I think that'd be perfect. Wow.
Exactly.
They kind of similar in some respects. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. And that'd be an interesting tag team, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. But on the flip side of that, huh?
Would you take to do with Eva Marie?
Team her up with Carmella.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree, because that's what I said. Carmella is right now, talent-wise, she's amazing talent, but right now, persona, it's like she's having a crisis, identity crisis. As if, do she need, is she, can she really be a household name as a singles champion competitor, or does she needs to fall back right now and be a tag team? So, yeah. Oh, yeah, that can really, really, you know, really can try to save her.
Now, speaking of tag teams and women tag teams, I'm about to blow you guys' mind once again. When Nia Jax comes back from being pregnant, and in that 9-month time period, this person can be built up to being a monster herself. Team Nia Jax and Doudrop, and make Doudrop one of the most vicious people on Raw. That tag team will be so dominant. I bet there's not one tag team in women's wrestling, period, that can come compared to them.
That's a good fantasy booking tag team, but mm-hmm. Me personally, with Nia, bro, when she come back, I don't want her to fall back to tag team. I want her to try to go, you know, conquer what's hers. Go for that title.
Well, depending on who the title's on at that time, because if it's still on Becky Lynch, they're not going to let Nia beat Becky for it.
I mean, would be a good match. I mean, an actual match between Nia and Becky, especially when Nia broke Becky's nose. We never got a good quality match of them two. So that's what I'm saying, like, man.
There's
so many bookings. You know, that's what I said. Raw, was it you that said a Raw? It's a sleeper. This is going to be a sleeper for the women's division.
Yes,
especially when you got like three females that's out. You got to think about it. You got Lacey Evans. Well, Lacey Evans is a free agent, but you know she was currently on Raw. Like I said, Nia and Alexis. It's, you know, right now in general, just you just got for us to a good safe bet. Yeah, you got Becky and Bianca.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot of female underdogs: Zelina, Liv, Tegan. I know a lot of people not sold on Naomi, but Naomi can, you know, try to get another push.
I actually like Naomi.
And then you got, huh?
I actually like Naomi.
Yeah, I mean, not Naomi, Tamina, excuse me.
Oh.
Tamina.
Oh, you good?
Tamina, you know, they broke her up, Natalie. And another thing, which I do get now, I'm not gonna knock that suggestion. Who's the next put together tag team?
for the females division because they broke up the females, all the female tag team.
I'm thinking
anybody.
Eva Marie and Carmella would be a good tag team.
That's one.
I would say when Bayley comes back, have Bayley team with. Actually, no. Bayley should be by herself.
Right. I think
man.
Bayley is FYI, Bayley is South Rex. Oh, my bad.
Huh?
No, my bad. I'm gonna save it.
I was gonna say it looks like they're about to do something with Doudrop and Dana Brooke, which I'm not against, but I'm not for neither.
I'm strongly with you. It's like, Dana Brooks, like I said in the previous show, Dana Brooks, if you send Mandy Rose back to NXT, you should have sent Dana Brooks. And what Corey Graves said, it sounded harsh, but it's the reality truth, though. She haven't accomplished nothing. It was something,
right.
She had somewhat momentum teaming with Dana Brooks, so... You know, she finally had a person with her who has similarity, you know, for look, size, accomplishment, outside background. But just the booking and how the way they was trying to portray that tag team, it was kind of like, were they faces? They was faces doing heel tactics, which a lot of people didn't like. And was kind of upset that, you know, some people felt like they should have been the female tag team champions. But, another topic to add real quick, one of my NXT call-ups, from the NXT, I wish the main roster should call up for one of the brands, with Kayden Carter and Casey Catanzaro. Those two, I really think it's time for them to come up because, you know, they're a synchronized tag team. They got the looks, they got the gimmick. You know, they're, you know, not a put, they were somewhat established, somewhat, you know, put together down in NXT and develop that craft to the point they're, you know, they're a true legit female tag team, true genuine team. So I was kind of like, you know, main roster should have called them up.
Yeah. Let's go to the Hurt Business for a minute. I see now 2 to 3 individuals who could join the Hurt Business to make them probably the most dominating force in professional wrestling today.
I said Monty. Huh? I know who I said I wanted to join. Who you want to join?
I would say first Keith Lee.
I've been saying that.
And then second, Apollo Crews and Commander Aziz.
You said Apollo Crews.
Commander Aziz is a sleeper too because he's actually got an MMA background in real life. So, I mean, he could put it all together if he had the right tools and, you know, ways of them projecting him as being more than just the character he is. But I think them two and Keith Lee would be great for the Hurt Business just on the merit of speed, strength, and agility.
Mm-hmm. So real quick, is Apollo Crews and Aziz, are they going to keep that Nigerian gimmick? And then, two, you got to think about when the Hurt Business was starting up, Apollo Crews was one of the few that had got an offer to join.
Right. So, see, now it will make perfect sense, now that he's back on Raw, since they tried to get him to join, and then he does join, it will be a full circle moment that happens in WWE that, let's face it, that hasn't, a full circle moment hasn't happened at WWE in 20 years.
Yeah. I still want Omar to join, just be the bodyguard and just the muscle, just the background. And I want him to somehow turn on AJ.
Huh. I think the turning on AJ actually will happen sometime in the next year, because AJ is in his last wrestling contract period. He has said it numerous times, but then again, you know, people say they are done wrestling, and like a Ric Flair, dudes come out of retirement like 50 times. But I think AJ is going to force Omos to turn on him, because AJ is going to start neglecting him and saying everything's his fault, and kind of like how a normal tag team breakup would go. And then Omos is going to turn on him, and they're going to turn Omos into a face, and then because he is the size he is and everything like that, that is going to cause it to where he's actually going to get a main run push as a top face, because originally, that's what Vince McMahon said he wants to have done with him. But let's face it, Vince McMahon still has a set up his ass. So, it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah, because I really want AJ. Now, talking to AJ, like you said, he's in his last stages. I really want to see that dream tag team somehow, some way of him and Balor. He said he want, you know, I know right now he's, you know, he won title with Omos, but he has to want it, you know, that Balor is on Raw. I want to see that somewhat dream series that turn into them, tag teaming up.
Turn our attention to the King of the Ring and in this draft, because you know they're going to pick four people from Raw and four people from SmackDown. So with the draft that just happened, which four from Raw and which four from SmackDown would you guys choose to represent the King of the Ring? I'll start with Martez.
Tez, you there, bro?
Yeah, my earphones are not acting properly tonight, if you can repeat that question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so with the draft just happened and the King of the Ring right around the corner, which four from SmackDown and which four from Raw do you think would best suit representing those two brands in the King of the Ring? Which four from Raw, which four from SmackDown?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right, I guess I'm going to have to guess real quick. I'm thinking from Raw, I think you might want to put somebody like Seth Rollins in there, you know. King Rollins has a ring to it. He doesn't necessarily need a title right now, so why not get him a King of the Ring label? So Seth Rollins, maybe do something different and have a two-time King of the Ring winner, Baron Corbin. I think he's still on Raw. I mean, I think he's on Raw now, so I'll go with Baron Corbin, Seth Rollins on Raw.
No, he's on
huh?
SmackDown.
Oh, he's still on SmackDown.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. With his gimmick he got, he needs to be on Raw.
Yeah, I agree. Bobby Lashley, put him in the King of the Ring. King Bobby, that sounds good. What else? Damian Priest from Raw. And John Morrison. That's my Raw side of things. And then on SmackDown, I'll probably go with I'll throw Sheamus in there. Why not? Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, and a sleeper like Drew Gulak. I'll put Drew Gulak in there.
Oh. All right, Kayvon.
Well, on the Raw side, I will put Ricochet, Cesaro.
Ricochet is on
Okay. Well, let us respond. Okay. Raw. Of course, it will be Seth Rollins. You know, I'm about to piggyback off Martez for a little bit. It'll be Seth Rollins, Jackson Riker, Karrion Kross, and I'm gonna have to give it to him. Well, hold on, wait. I gotta go back and look at the list and all that good stuff. And I'll put Angel Garza up in there as well.
Oh, okay.
Was that the SmackDown side or Raw?
That was Raw. Garza's on SmackDown. You were naming the Raws.
Okay. For the SmackDown side.
Yeah, you're good.
For the SmackDown side, this dude has been talking about it ever since it came out. Xavier Woods will be my first guess right there, off the back. Then I put Madcap Moss. King Hardy sounds good, so I put Jeff Hardy, and of course, Mustafa Ali. All
right. Dom?
So my team Raw, well, not team, but I'm going with KO, Kevin Owens. I'm going with Finn Balor. We need skills. So I'm trying to use fresh people that you guys didn't say. So I said Finn Balor. I said Kevin Owens. So Austin Theory. Who's the new another new come up? Apollo Crew. So
okay.
My SmackDown. I will say Swerve Scott from SmackDown. Mace. And two more. Somebody said Rick. Oh, my God, Sami Zayn. And maybe a Rich Holland.
All right. I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to go SmackDown first and then Raw. SmackDown. I'm going with Nakamura. I will say Xavier Woods. I will say Ridge Holland. And I will say Ricochet. That's my four for SmackDown. Now, for Raw, I'm going Cedric Alexander, The Miz, but since he's doing Dancing with the Stars, can't do him, so I'll take him out, and I'll replace him with Damian Priest. Then I'm going, this is going to throw you guys, I'm going to go T-Bar, but not as T-Bar, as the Dominic from when he was in NXT. And then my fourth and final, and the name just sounds good, Keith Lee, known as King Lee. You can't tell me that's not merchandising profit right there.
Ooh. Okay. That sounds good.
I have to get about Keith Lee.
And guys, we got about 7 minutes to go in the show. Just wanted to let you guys know what the how much time we got.
Can we switch it over to AEW for a minute?
Oh, for sure.
All right, so AEW is putting on a better product all around than WWE. But AEW is falling into the same predicament as WCW. Because, I mean, if you look at it, WCW, all their creative was Hogan was like, who am I going to beat today in a second hour? And that's pretty much what the All Elite's doing. That's Omega. Who am I going to face? Who am I going to beat? Young Bucks, same with them. My problem with AEW right now is they got to go against the grain and not let the Elite literally run AEW. And that, to me, that's like letting the MH run the asylum, because if I'm a wrestler and you're letting me book my own matches, oh, you damn right, I'm not going to lose. But I want to be more realistic, so you can't always win. I mean, you got the Elite, kind of reminiscent to the NWO. And to me, it's kind of like, stop repeating the mistakes, because it's only going to make you fail. But I love WWE. WWE is where I'm at. Me and my mom, before she passed 12 years ago, that's what we used to watch every single time it was on, no matter what. So that right there, I'm always going to be WWE. But I will say right now, that Danielson Omega match was probably match of the year. You guys have any thoughts?
Yeah, you said Omega and Brian Daniel. I nominate that one. I still want to finally get my vote as the match, but looking at Bryan Danielson in AEW, man, he's bringing back a lot of the Bryan Danielson from Ring of Honor, some of the style, certain the moves, the you know, the in ring ability, man, which I really see WWE when they get these indie wrestlers, they kind of water them down to a generic version of what they feel like they should be. I have to agree. I mean, me personally, I still say WWE. It's just that AEW is getting a lot of, you know, a lot of people that is picking up the pieces where WWE said, you're not making me no money, or I'm done with you. They're going to be like, we'll get you. You know, it's like they'll get everybody. They'll get, if your mama says she can lay the smack down, they're going to sign your mama. And overpay her. And what I'm hearing, which I'm agree with you, I'm hearing that Tony Khan wants to do the booking.
he wants to be have the final say so. And that's going to be a big judgment maker right there for us, if how long they stay relevant. Because Tony Khan's brand new. Huh?
All right. You also got to look at it like this. AEW on screen and on every single social media is running like just a well-oiled machine. But in the background, Papa Khan told Tony Khan that you got until the end of next summer to make this get out of the red, because they had 7 video games, literally 7 video games in production, so much so that they are literally working in the red. They're giving all these people these multi-million-dollar contracts and everything like that on a sole purpose of you're going to be able to draw us money. What happens if, say, CM Punk gets hurt or he decides to run home with his ball again because he's a crying little kid when he don't get his way? Who's to say Daniel Bryan don't wind up breaking his neck? I mean, you can only make money on the horses of the backs that you're riding. And unfortunately, if you're already working in the red, and then you come along and you offer people like CM Punk multi-year deals for multi-million dollars, I mean, CM Punk, literally, his contract states he gets half of all merchandise. He gets half of all likenesses. Anything that is that has his name, he gets half of everything. So that literally still keeps AEW in the dark because they're still paying him a 7-figure sum to wrestle. And I'm like, you got to get out the red before you can make any green.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to see. Boy, that is a paint checkbook going to be running thin.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I've been thinking about this, guys. And I really appreciate you guys letting me come along and being part of the family and everything like that. But it's called Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez, Dom, and Kayvon. Well, let's throw my name in there and let's become Wrestle Talk in the D with the Four Horsemen.
Yeah, that's something to think about.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all good, but who's going to be Ric Flair?
Oh, my God. You're the mastermind behind everything.
I kind of want to begin to be like behind the scenes more, you know, lay low, you know, just be a part of the production. That's who I want to be, ultimately.
Well, I could be Arn Anderson. I'm a big guy, so I could be the enforcer.
Let's get it. All right, we gonna wrap up. We gonna wrap about that, about the name change and whatever. But I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. This was another good show. Matter of fact, it was a great show. We got into some important topics regarding the draft and who did well, who didn't do well, things of that nature. Any final thoughts from any of you three guys?
No, not at all.
Tune in next week. Tune in next week. Who knows? Who knows what might come up on the Big 4+1?
Hey, Kayvon, did you have a special announcement tonight, or are you going to push that back?
Oh, no. The special announcement was that the show known as Escape the Undertaker is now on Netflix. So you all get to decide the fate of the New Day.
I wonder if we can break that down next week, you know, that show.
Hey, we could. You know, I got started today, and man, it's something else.
All right. What about you, Josh? You got any final words?
Stay classy, and as Macho Man always said, ooh, yeah.
Hey, Hey, this has been Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez Dominic and Josh on Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash.
Oh, yeah.